We continue to follow the news out of Pittsburgh today, where a community of faithful is shouldering an unbearable burden, making arrangements to bury the 11 people who were murdered at the Tree of Life Synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Moshe Meyer Vogel joins us now. He's with the Aleph Institute, a Jewish humanitarian organization in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where that shooting took place. Rabbi, thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I'm so sorry that we are even in a position to be making this call with you today. Tell me, how are you doing? And more importantly, how are the people around you doing?
It's a tough morning. It's a tough day as we get up to what should be a normal work week. But people are suffering. Those who have to go to work have called how difficult it was today to go to work, to begin life normal after the tremendous tragedy that we're still in the middle of. We haven't buried our loved ones yet, and it's a terrible moment to be in this time.
It's a terrible moment. As you mentioned, the burial services, they're expected to begin as soon as tomorrow. There are still the injured in the hospital. This is a busy time for a community in grief. What are people doing for each other now?
So what we've got to do is concentrate on bringing more lightness, concentrate on doing what's right, and not letting our emotions get the better of us. The gut reaction is to hunker down, cover ourselves, and not let the outside in. And we've got to stand stronger than that. We've got to get up, get out into the community, and bring more light into this world. Do another good deed. The Talmud teaches us that a small light dispels much darkness. And in times like this, we have to remember that the more light we bring, the more darkness we're going to dispel, and the better the world is around us.
You are a rabbi, and Saturday, of course, a holy day. What were you doing when you found out that this had happened?
I was at services with others, and then we found out, so all synagogues went into a state of lockdown. We all have, unfortunately, we live where we've been informed before. The community had gone through a preparedness program months ago in case, God forbid, a horrible event like took place over the weekend were to happen. And we hunkered down. When all the synagogues went into lockdown mode, the rabbis and all the synagogues, we all instructed we've got to continue with services. Unless we're in emergency services where we have to go to the hospitals, and some of us did have to go to the hospitals to provide emergency care for those who were coming in. The rest, we've got to continue with our services.
You carried on Saturday, even though you knew what was going on in your neighborhood. You carried on your services. Is that what you're saying?
We carried on with the services, yes.
Wow.
Because that's what we've got to do. We've got to stay focused. Where are we going? What's going on? And even today, morning services were regular. It's difficult. No question, it's challenging to get up, but we've got to use the strength to get back and do what we've got to do and to bring light into this world.
A lot of America is learning about your neighborhood, Squirrel Hill, for the first time under these terrible circumstances. For so long, for so many years, it had been this place of joy, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. It's where the synagogue is. It's where your home is. Tell us about your neighborhood.
Squirrel Hill is a beautiful neighborhood. This is the heartbeat of the Jewish community. It's a beautiful neighborhood. We've got synagogues from all denominations. We've got kosher stores. We have all kinds of agencies providing services in this community. It's a beautiful community, and it will continue to be a beautiful community. Unfortunately, today the streets are deserted. People are suffering terribly. But we're going to overcome. We're going to stand stronger. We're not going to be hit the evil. And, you know, we've been through our Hamans in our day. We've been through our Hitlers of the day. They're not going to deter us. We're going to bounce back. and we're going to be stronger.
Do you have children?
I do.
I wonder what you're talking to them about today. You know, the suspect in this case had posted such clear and obvious hate for Jewish people. And he had inflicted so much pain upon your community. How do you have that conversation with your children?
It was a difficult conversation. My 10-year-old daughter asked me on Saturday night, why are the Jewish people being attacked again?
I'm sorry.
Why are the Jewish people being attacked? And the answer is that we've got to bring more light. That we get pushed down. We've got to stand stronger.
And it sounds like you are. It sounds like you are. The head of the Anti-Defamation League told NBC on Sunday that his group had seen a 57% increase in acts of harassment, vandalism, and violence directed at people of Jewish faith in 2017. This terrible shooting notwithstanding, is that something that you've noticed as well in your community and in your daily life? I mean, is that kind of hatred something that's becoming more common in this country?
It's a difficult question. Do I see it? Have we seen a change? I grew up in Manchester, England, where anti-Semitic attacks growing up in the 70s was not uncommon. In America, I hadn't seen that. I'm living here 28 years, 30 years in America. I'd never seen that. I had an incident a couple of years ago. I was accosted in the middle of Squirrel Hole. I hadn't seen that. I think this attack, I hope, and I would like to believe that this is a one-out attack. This is a deranged individual, but it doesn't reflect the vigil that we had last night, the community had last night, was attended by so many, shows the support there is in the community. And therefore, I'm encouraged that, of course, this is not a repeat of Germany 1939. We're not going through that.
But you're not concerned that this says something about the direction that the country is heading in?
I'm hopeful that it's not. I'm not packing up. We're not leaving. We're not going anywhere at this point. Could it happen? Could it be? I would like to think not. I think the country in the whole is a kind country. We live in a very kind and welcoming country. And are there individuals out there who are hateful? Yes, throughout history, there's always been the Hitlers who have attacked society, attacked Jewish people. To go and say that the entire community, like Germany, you know, is going to rise against us and we're seeing such widespread anti-Semitism, I don't think we're at that point.
Federal prosecutors say they'll seek the death penalty in this case. Is that something you approve of?
In this case, absolutely. Well, we know who he is. We know what he did. There has to be the harshest punishment possible, even though the death penalty is not an answer to most times. But in this time, I think we've got to, it's justified to put this individual to death as soon as possible.
Rabbi Masha Meir Vogel of the Aleph Institute, a Jewish humanitarian organization in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Thank you for your time. And again, I'm sorry for what your community is going through.
You're welcome. Have a good day.